you will hear a film actor called Roger talking on the school radio about his typical day on a film set.
Hi everyone. Today I will tell you about my typical day filming. It sounds like a great job, but it really is very tiring. Every day I get up at 4 in the morning and I have to be ready by 4:30 to get in the car to the studio. In the winter, it's still dark, and as the studio is only half an hour away, I'm there at 5 and I don't get a chance to have a quick sleep. As soon as I get to the studio, I go to the hairdresser who brushes my hair into the hairstyle of the character I am playing. This usually takes about half an hour. When she finishes doing my hair, I don't have to move from the chair because the makeup lady comes to me and prepares me for filming. At the moment, I'm playing a police officer, so I don't need a lot of makeup. In my last film, I played the part of a big monster, and I needed a lot of makeup, which took 5 hours to do. It wasn't comfortable sitting in the same chair for such a long time. After makeup, I am given my costume to put on. At this point, I am now ready to act, but it is never like that. The film director is either late or the engineers haven't finished with the scenery or lights. We don't usually start on time. When they are ready, I go into the studio and we act out the different scenes. This takes all day until about 5 p.m. when they remove my makeup and I get changed back into my normal clothes. A car then takes me home, where I have dinner and go to bed, usually about 10 p.m. Then the same happens the next day, and every day during filming. And that's my typical day.
Now, listen again.
Hi everyone. Today I will tell you about my typical day filming. It sounds like a great job, but it really is very tiring. Every day I get up at 4 in the morning, and I have to be ready by 4:30 to get in the car to the studio. In the winter, it's still dark, and as the studio is only half an hour away, I'm there at 5, and I don't get a chance to have a quick sleep. As soon as I get to the studio, I go to the hairdresser who brushes my hair into the hairstyle of the character I am playing. This usually takes about half an hour. When she finishes doing my hair, I don't have to move from the chair, because the makeup lady comes to me and prepares me for filming. At the moment, I'm playing a police officer, so I don't need a lot of makeup. In my last film, I played the part of a big monster, and I needed a lot of makeup, which took 5 hours to do. It wasn't comfortable sitting in the same chair for such a long time. After makeup, I am given my costume to put on. At this point, I am now ready to act, but it is never like that. The film director is either late or the engineers haven't finished with the scenery or lights. We don't usually start on time. When they are ready, I go into the studio and we act out the different scenes. This takes all day until about 5 p.m. when they remove my makeup and I get changed back into my normal clothes. A car then takes me home, where I have dinner and go to bed, usually about 10 p.m. Then the same happens the next day, and every day during filming. And that's my typical day.
Now listen again.
You will hear a film actor called Roger talking on the school radio about his typical day on a film set.
Hi everyone. Today I will tell you about my typical day filming. It sounds like a great job, but it really is very tiring. Every day I get up at 4 in the morning and I have to be ready by 4:30 to get in the car to the studio. In the winter, it's still dark and as the studio is only half an hour away, I'm there at 5 and I don't get a chance to have a quick sleep. As soon as I get to the studio, I go to the hairdresser who brushes my hair into the hairstyle of the character I am playing. This usually takes about half an hour. When she finishes doing my hair, I don't have to move from the chair because the makeup lady comes to me and prepares me for filming. At the moment, I'm playing a police officer, so I don't need a lot of makeup. In my last film, I played the part of a big monster, and I needed a lot of makeup, which took 5 hours to do. It wasn't comfortable sitting in the same chair for such a long time. After makeup, I am given my costume to put on. At this point, I am now ready to act, but it is never like that. The film director is either late or the engineers haven't finished with the scenery or lights. We don't usually start on time. When they are ready, I go into the studio and we act out the different scenes. This takes all day until about 5 p.m. when they remove my makeup and I get changed back into my normal clothes. A car then takes me home, where I have dinner and go to bed, usually about 10 p.m. Then the same happens the next day, and every day during filming. And that's my typical day.
Now, listen again.
Hi everyone. Today I will tell you about my typical day filming. It sounds like a great job, but it really is very tiring. Every day I get up at 4 in the morning, and I have to be ready by 4:30 to get in the car to the studio. In the winter, it's still dark, and as the studio is only half an hour away, I'm there at 5, and I don't get a chance to have a quick sleep. As soon as I get to the studio, I go to the hairdresser who brushes my hair into the hairstyle of the character I am playing. This usually takes about half an hour. When she finishes doing my hair, I don't have to move from the chair because the makeup lady comes to me and prepares me for filming. At the moment, I'm playing a police officer, so I don't need a lot of makeup. In my last film, I played the part of a big monster and I needed a lot of makeup, which took 5 hours to do. It wasn't comfortable sitting in the same chair for such a long time. After makeup, I am given my costume to put on. At this point, I am now ready to act, but it is never like that. The film director is either late or the engineers haven't finished with the scenery or lights. We don't usually start on time. When they are ready, I go into the studio and we act out the different scenes. This takes all day until about 5 p.m. when they remove my makeup and I get changed back into my normal clothes. A car then takes me home, where I have dinner and go to bed, usually about 10 p.m. Then the same happens the next day, and every day during filming. And that's my typical day.